School Board Tables Solar Arrays. September 20, 2022. By Jerry Geleff. The Exeter School Board had question after question about the planned solar array fields the district has been debating. The plan was tabled in a 6-3 vote in which the board wanted to see more options instead of just the one with which they were presented Monday night. Greenworks Development has been before the board 5 times to both present the plan and answer questions, leading up to Monday night. But Monday was the first time that the entire board threw questions at Greenworks, represented by CEO Doug Nedich. Member Tim Morgan was the main interlocutor, asking many questions on a variety of topics concerning the proposal. Member Andrea Battler also contributed a thorough questioning. Morgan expressed his desire to see more than just the single proposal that had been presented to the board. Not from other providers, but from Greenworks. Morgan stated, "I don't think there's a rush here to get the arrays done, and we're headed in the right direction." Battler questioned whether a termination for convenience, D4C, clause existed or could be inserted. Termination for convenience clauses allow either entity in a transaction to cancel it at any time for any reason and are common in federal government contracts. There is nothing that prohibits such a provision from being inserted in a local government contract. Board solicitor Sharon Montaigne injected that there were 6 other mechanisms in the contract to allow the board to put a halt to proceedings. Member Robert Quinter held fast to his desire to see the land at Ohaden that would be used for the arrays to be preserved should the need arise to build another school at some point in the future, stating that 20 acres to build a school at some point in the future would come at a prohibitive cost. He also asserted, "We are building an industrial facility in a housing designated area." 4 members of the public spoke against the proposal, registering concerns ranging from sketchy cash flow numbers to T4C concerns, and a question of why the school district is taking all of the risk while Greenworks has all of their costs covered, and therefore has no risk at all. After roughly 40 minutes of discussion, Morgan asked to table the motion. The ensuing vote was defeated, because Battler expressed a desire for more discussion. After another roughly 25 minutes of talk, Battler made a motion to table, which passed 6-3 with the no votes being Dave Hamburger, and Hearing, and Allison Wilson. In other business, the board voted to hire a school safety and security administrator in Eric Seidel. According to the district press release, Seidel will oversee safety and security planning and will lead trainings for district employees. Seidel is a former captain in the Berks County Sheriff's Department and was responsible for courtroom and judicial safety and security at the courthouse in Berks County, and more recently, for the safety and security of guests at the 8 county parks and extensive trail system in Berks as the county's chief park ranger. Welcome, Mr. Seidel. Don Harris was approved as the new assistant superintendent. Harris is currently the director of pupil services. The salary for the assistant superintendent was set at $149,000 per year. Harris has been given a 4-year contract which is slated to begin on September 23. District Business Manager Brian Fike has had his contract extended until 2027. No salary information was divulged. The next school board meeting will be the COW, Committee of the Whole, meeting on Wednesday, October 5, at 6 p.m.